Hey, hey, it's Andy Schell here from the 59 North Sailing Podcast, recording this intro for Jeff in sunny Bermuda, about to depart to sail back to Newport following the Newport Bermuda race. And you are listening to Shooting the Breeze Sailing Podcast from theescapepods.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 21st episode of the Shooting the Breeze Sailing Podcast, brought to you by theescapepods.com. I'm your host, Captain Jeffrey Wettig, and this week, it's the end of February, there's lots of snow outside, it's like a frozen tundra, temperatures hovering around the mid-teens during the day, and at night, getting down below zero with lots of wind, and frankly, I'm getting a little sick of it. It's time for the weather to start moderating and, you know, start going into spring. I've got a lot of work to do down at the boat club. I have a lot of projects I want to work on the boat. So I want to get to the getting. Haven't had much opportunity to podcast the last month or two. You know, I went down and talked to Marcus Asante, and that was great. But other than that, I haven't really had the opportunity to mix and mingle like I would like to. But I ended up catching up with Jack Kelly, who is our guest this week. He runs Inflatable Marine Services, which right now is primarily based in southern New Jersey. He does have a little shop and presence in the Westchester area. And he basically services the Jersey Shore, Delaware Bay, Upper Chesapeake Bay with your inflatable repair needs and sales and service and all that stuff. I caught up with Jack a couple years ago. I had a big old Quicksilver that I bought at kind of like a yard sale type deal. And I used that for my primary dinghy, you know, with kids and dogs and everything else. I wanted a bigger boat, and that was like an 11-foot dinghy. And it worked great for a little while, and of course then the transom started falling out. So I sent it to him after I had messed around with it and tried to fix it myself, which was a mistake because he couldn't really do anything with it. But he was real upfront with me about it and just said, hey, I got one over here, same thing as you had. You know, I'll give you that one, and we'll call it even, you know, for the bill for the repair work that I was going to do. And so we squared it up. He dropped off the other dinghy, and you know, I was good to go for a couple of years until that one started leaking. And then I just ended up going out and buying a Coleman dinghy at a BJ's, which is one of those warehouse clubs. And I'd walked by this thing numerous times and thought, you know, it probably was a piece of junk. But the more I looked at it, the more I thought, well, you know, if I can get a good deal on it, I'll get it. Because it's smaller, it's lighter weight, it's not as much to wrangle around, and I just really wasn't getting anywhere trying to fix the other. So I bought that, and that's what I've had for the last couple of years, and it's treated me right, but it's definitely, you know, Chinese-produced, probably not as good quality as what you would buy if you got a decent Avon or whatever. And we get into that, how the market's changed over the last couple of years. 90% of what you buy is coming out of China, no matter what the stamp on the side is. And the quality is, you know, hit or miss. You know, there's about 8 or 10 of those Coleman dinghies down at my club. When I bought one, you know, a friend of mine's like, hey, that's pretty neat. Where'd you get it? How much was it? Et cetera, et cetera. So I ended up buying him one. And then next thing you know, there's another one. And somebody else bought one until, like I said, there's about 8 or 10 of them floating around. And a couple of them have issues, like leaky drain valves and that sort of thing. Others, like mine, are fine. I haven't had any issues with it at all. So you're talking the $500 range for a dinghy. What do you expect? It's going to be a disposable item if things go wrong with it. You know, you throw it out, you start over. Which puts Jack in kind of a pickle because he's in business to repair these things. And, you know, 10 years ago, they were worth spending a couple hundred dollars to repair because the initial quality was there. Now it's kind of like in a disposable world. You know, things go wrong, you're just going to toss it. You're not going to spend $300-$400 for somebody to patch it up for you. So he's getting into other things as far as rehabbing old smaller sailboats and the like. And, you know, he's rehabbing older dinghies that have the higher initial quality value and reselling them, as well as some new sales and service, even though he's hitting some bumpy roads with that sort of thing. So it's a really interesting conversation. You know, he's got some insights into the politics of how the marketplace is going for boats and inflatables in particular. And, you know, he's just a talker. He likes to talk, he likes to tell stories, and that's what I'm all about. So hopefully you enjoy this episode. I apologize for the sound quality. I'm getting into this thing where I Skype with people and make phone calls over Skype, and then I have a program that records the Skype. And, of course, that failed me during this entire interview. So what I had was my regular recorder set to the side. And so you hear me and you hear him coming through the computer speakers. It's not the best way to do podcasting. But I have to figure out what's wrong with this program, why it wasn't working for me. I definitely don't want to be doing Skype interviews like this all the time. But it definitely worked out for middle of February when I can't go out and interview people in person. So excuse the audio quality. The other part is, we talked for like 2 hours. And my recorder ran out of juice about an hour and 25 minutes into it. So that's what you get. You get the first hour and 25 minutes of our conversation. And, sorry, but you're going to miss out on whatever we talked about for the last 45 minutes. But I think it makes a good interview and definitely entertaining. So I hope you enjoy it. Hopefully we'll get into some other podcasting here down the road once things open up in March. Trying to get Mr. Smoker back online. And do some chatting with him and check back often. Hopefully I'm trying to do at least one podcast a month. So thanks to all the new listeners and people that have liked me over on Facebook. I put up a Shooting the Breeze Sailing podcast page on Facebook. I got some new fans on there. So thanks a lot for all that. If you want to get a hold of me, you can do so through there. You can get me on Twitter at The Escape Pods, all one word. Or jeffrey.wettig@gmail.com. So if you want to get a hold of Jack at Inflatable Marine Services, his website is www.inflatable-marine.com. And like I said, he does repairs on all kinds of inflatable boats, ribs, the big center consoles. He does some sales. He does some service for new boats. And he's also getting into, rehabbing some older sailboats, some smaller sailboats. Getting into the sunfish and lasers. He's got parts for all those things. So check him out, www.inflatable-marine.com. Hope you enjoy the episode, and we'll see you on the flip side. Good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, getting a little bit better.
Yeah, keeping busy, I see.
I got a big building in South Jersey here, and much different. I mean, it's so well insulated that I could turn the heat down to 50 degrees, which I did. I was back in Westchester for like 3-4 days, and I come back.
Right.
I got the heat on 50. The building only got down to 54.
Well, there you go. Good working conditions. That's good working conditions for when it's 10 degrees out.
Oh, it's perfect. I mean, I got 18-foot ceiling, 16.5-foot door.
Wow.
Humidity's running about 48% to 60%.
Right.
And I say it's so tight that, the heat goes on a couple times a day, but it just holds it. I mean, I'm sitting here now, it's like 67, 68.
Oh, that's great.
And I think since like 9 o'clock, the heater's gone on 3 or 4 times for like, 7 or 8 minutes.
Yeah. Where are you at in New Jersey?
Yeah, right in back of Ocean City.
Right in back. Florida. Okay, cool.
But, I was trying to keep something little up by Westchester, and I still got my house up there and stuff.
Right.
But, it's just so damn expensive.
Oh, I know.
Westchester.
Yeah, totally.
They think they're the main line.
Right, yeah. Right.
A building like this up there would cost probably at least three times as much.
Oh, I could imagine. My goodness.
And it wouldn't be anywhere near. This was brand new. I know you guys booked. Matter of fact, I'm building another one right next to me here.
Right.
I might take part of that because I ended up with a complimentary line to this thing. Being sailboats.
Oh, wow.
I started picking up last summer, a bunch of sunfish, scorpions, stuff like that. They're dirt cheap, and I'm thinking, I'd give one to my girlfriend, one to my son.
Oh, yeah.
I got a couple storage buildings across the street with a bunch of them in them. Then I picked up a light over at the Ocean City Yacht Club. There was one in the yard, a kid had paid storage on it. So I picked that up pretty cheap at the end of the summer.
Yeah, wow.
And a friend of my uncle's, a guy I know from the club, he has a J-40, he's down in the islands now.
Right.
He has a big farm in Coastville. His kids had horses. His grandkids know horses. But he's like, John's upset. He sailed his whole life. But he said, his grandkids don't know sailing.
Right.
What can I do? I said, John, I just got a hold of this lightning. What's the pictures? He buys it.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I didn't do anything to it. I was going to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I sold that. And then while I was sitting in the yard here, a guy that owns a building said three different people asked if it was for sale. Now I got no day sailor sitting over there. I got some Brigantine Yacht Club that was left.
Right.
And I was going to keep that. You know, it's got main jibs, spinnaker, everything. It's sitting across the way here.
Right.
And supposedly two, three people have already asked about that.
Wow.
Tell you what, Jeff, nobody down here does anything with sailboats
right.
at all, really.
Right.
But let alone anything little.
Yeah.
Know?
Right, right. Hey, it's a hidden market, you know?
So we might take the building across from here. We might take one of the units.
Right.
That might be the ceilings, because actually in here, an 18.5-foot ceiling, so I could rig a sunfish without a problem.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sunfish, laser, all those, we could do it. And now I'm down the bay.
Right.
A couple of my customers. One guy's got, I think he's in Rock Hall. He's got two inflatables I fixed for him, like an inflatable and a backup.
Right.
Now he's decided, yeah, he's in Rock Hall because on slow days, he wants a laser. So I'm trying to put together a deal on a decent laser for
right.
him.
Well, that's cool. I mean, it sounds like you're around the back part of the boat yards around the area enough that you can come across this stuff. And I see it just in a little bit I get around. You know, there's a billion neglected boats that are really not that bad off. You know, you can probably get them for cheap.
Well, I got to get back down there. I got Raleigh's boat here somewhere. I'm disgusted with that. That whole thing came apart. That Newport vessel
right.
turned out to be a disaster line. And
that's too bad.
But, so I have Raleigh sitting there, but I got to get down and see what you guys got, you know, in that.
Right.
Lori, start telling me about a couple of them in the fall there.
Uh-huh.
I hadn't got down there.
Right.
Basically what happened, I'll tell you, Jeff, is I made a couple trips last year. And I mean, I'd be going for five, six boats in Rock Hall.
Right.
I'd come back with one.
Oh, no.
Well, a guy couldn't get down there to meet you, and another guy, he's going to hold off a little bit, but he's going away in a week, and he won't. Next thing you know, I'm saying, I can't drive all day.
Right.
$80 in gas.
Oh, right.
For one boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not worth it.
So, I was just getting frustrated as hell.
Oh, yeah.
And, so this year, I'm going to see. I'll go one day.
Right.
If right now, I'm making a deal with Chris at Summit North.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be one of the spots. And I might have part of a building there.
Right.
Well, that's and I talked to Joe at Sass Harbor. I was talking to him up here in Atlantic City.
Uh-huh.
And then I haven't figured out after that yet.
Uh-huh.
But, I'm just figuring out the feasibility of where I'll go for, you know, pickup delivery.
Right. Yeah, instead of chasing people around.
Two or three marinas, I'll do it, period. No other, you know, that's it. They got to be there. And
yeah.
Because I say, and the rock ball was a killer. That's 2 hours from Westchester.
Oh, yeah.
Easy. The more I'm sitting in Marmora, I can't get there.
Right, right, right.
I mean, between that, the ferry, going from Lewes to Bing, that's 2 hours, an hour and a half. That's 4 hours.
Right.
From here to Rock Hall before you start your day.
Right, right. No doubt.
So, and Annapolis guys are playing games, and they might come over to Rock Hall and put a davit on it, but they'll get killed eventually. But
right, right, right.
But I said, so maybe as far, like, you know, Northeast, I haven't had that much of it, Northeast.
Right, right.
I got this 27-foot Catalina sitting down there.
Oh, yeah?
It's been on the hard for 2 years.
Right, I think you were telling me you just came into that. Probably the last time I talked to you.
Yeah, I got all the papers and everything, and the Northeast, whatever, Yacht Club. Northeast River Yacht Club.
Yeah.
And it was in the water for like a whole year. Shape. But when the hurricane was coming, a storm was coming, they had to move it.
Okay.
So sure, they hauled the boat, and it's been sitting there ever since.
Right, right.
And he would have a fortune in storage, and he's not paid. He just doesn't do anything.
Right.
I had paper signed from him.
Right.
I actually got it for $1 from him.
Wow.
Before the storm. And I have, actually, I just pulled the papers out this week. I have them sitting here.
Uh-huh.
So I saw Tom a couple weeks ago. I was down Northeast there. So I told him to, you know, I asked him what kind of deal can we make, this and that. I'm worried about, I think the dam, to be honest with you, it almost looks like the bottom pane on the boat. I don't know if there's water inside or what. There was water a lot inside because it leaked some.
Right.
But like the whole deck is all spidered and everything. I don't know about that. But
yeah.
I'm worried about the hull underneath the bottom paint. Looks like there's bubbles. It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Well.
So I got to find a surveyor down there, somebody to look at it.
Right.
But if it works, if it's, you know, salvageable,
mm-hmm.
I already worked a deal with Tom down there.
Right.
To, for them, and they will, you know, it's green now. Well, it's like the ones at your place.
Right.
It's like green from sitting. Tom tucked it back by the woods so that this guy has to pay him.
Right.
Eh, your power wash should clean it up, but he'll clean it up. Let me paint the bottom.
Right.
And launch it and everything for, you know, a number we agreed on, which is pretty cheap because then I give him work anyway. But,
right, right.
So I actually have a boat sitting down there. I actually get to it.
But, yeah. It's just a matter of getting there, right?
Well, I've been so busy that you know how these things go. Like all summer, I found some great ones down at your place, but I never followed through because I was working the whole time. And now, I got to get around that because, you know, the kids are out of college. They're all off on the run. They got great jobs.
Right. You've done.
My daughter just got out in June, and it's like, I'm done at this point. Yep. That's why I'm making the changes and shit. It's like, I'm done.
Well, you put your time in. You know what I mean. Time to get what you need to do. You know, have some fun. Get into it. Yeah,
I got to put a boat in the water. I got a 15-foot Alliance I've had for 2 years. Sat outside the barn in Westchester. I got to get a 70-horse for that. I got these boats I own, and I never even got them anywhere near the water. Well, right now I'm literally a quarter mile from the water.
Well, I was going to ask how close you were to the water. That's pretty cool. And that's like an inland.
All I want to do is, it's like, you know, last year it really hit me bad, but
yeah.
What I want is get done work.
Right.
Go over. I'll have a boat somewhere here and launch them or something. Have a boat. What I want to do is go get on a boat at, you know, 5:30 something.
Right.
Have a nice cooler, a couple beers, go out, sit, watch the sunset.
Yep.
That's the stress relief, you see?
That's definitely what it is. And that's me being an hour away from the water. It's like, it's tough for me to get that. But a couple nights a week during the summer, I get to go down and at least hang out. At least it doesn't get dark till 9 o'clock. Get a couple hours.
Well, that's it. I'm Westchester. I was working sun up to sundown.
Right.
people are coming in at 7, 8 o'clock at night, and it's just, it got to the point where all I did, you know, I was single, so all I did was get up in the morning, go to work, work all day till the sun went down, stop on the way home, find something to eat, go home.
Right.
Oh, you got to get ready to get up the next day. It was just...
over and over again.
Boy.
Yep.
And so that's the whole story, but... you know, the economy went to shit. And that's coming back. It's starting to come back.
Yeah, slowly, I see it.
We're getting more and more calls for these, you know, console. I got 8 people waiting for center console used boats.
Right.
Little, you know, 12, 13, 14 with a 40 or something.
Yeah.
They're hard to come by.
Right. It's good that people are looking.
How's your boat doing? Is that still running or
not? We're doing pretty good. I got some, I put a hatch in the V-berth in the fall. I have to go down, once the weather breaks, I got to go down and finish that up, make it look pretty. I got the regular maintenance stuff to do, you know, woodwork and bottom paint and that sort of stuff. I'm looking to upgrade the interior a little bit, do some cushioning or... like, I don't want to buy a whole set of brand new cushions because it's going to cost me $1,500, but I need to do something with the V-berth. We're just trying to make it a little more comfortable. But, yeah, mechanically it's been sound. I've been lucky. I haven't had any major issues going on. I had to get rid of that big old boat of a dinghy that you were working on a couple years ago.
Quicksilver?
Yeah, it finally. It got a leak in behind the... where the transom glues in, and I tried like hell. It it lasted good for about.
Let's go on those Quicksilvers.
Yeah.
Actually, still too.
Right.
Underneath the trim, there's a seam that runs down, up the inside.
Right.
And underneath the transom, literally, I had to pull off the transom to get to it.
Right.
And I've had 4 or 5 of them.
Wow.
And I got one that I own. It's a 10-foot with an air floor. It's built in a mercury plant where the mercury's right now. It's the same as a mercury, but it's whatever the hell. Aquamarine.
Right.
Same, because it's like duplicate. That thing drove me nuts, because I took it in a trade, and the next thing you know, the one seam went under where you said. I heated it up, took it off, glued the seam, put a round patch, glued the transom back on one half.
Right.
Damn, the other side didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
I just got, it's like, so I was just taking too much money, but I got a Quicksilver here. It's a beautiful shape, but the damn seam opened up.
Right.
Under where the floor is glued to the tubes.
Right. I think that's...
This boat looks brand new. For about 3 feet.
Yep.
I couldn't find out where the hell this thing was leaking. Underneath there, it's just, and I can't tell if it's further, so we're scrapping that, so it's a shame, but what did you do, find another one?
Yeah, that thing lasted about 2 years. It started just deflating slowly, and I would leave it sit for a couple hours, and when it got to the point where that whole one side was, like, flat, I was like, okay, I need to figure something out. And honestly, I belong to BJ's, which is one of these warehouse clubs. And they had
you didn't get Coleman?
Coleman, I got one of them. And I got it on a discount, so it was only like $450. And I still have it. It's been 3 years now. And it's doing pretty good. I made the mistake of I had a bungee wrapped around the one thing when I was storing some stuff to go out to the boat. And of course I forgot about it. I flipped it over and this thing dug into the front, so I got a little air leak in the front tube, but I patched it up and it seems to be holding. And I picked that up, and actually it's funny because I got one, and I got, one of the other guys came around, he's like, oh, that's pretty nice, what'd you pay for it? And I told him, and he's like, wow, so I'm buying one for him. And then later, there's like 8 of those things down there now. I guess BJ stopped selling.
One of your guys brought one up to me this summer, last summer.
Really? Yeah.
But he had like a slit.
Oh, wow.
And I told him, I said, it's going to be like 300 for that, for a little patch inside, outside. So it was like 300.
Oh, yeah.
He said, the back said, the hell with it. I'll go to the store and buy another one. Unfortunately, yeah. Yeah, that's what's cost us a lot of our work.
Yeah, because the stuff's disposable now. Yeah. You know?
Avon's out of business, Nordic, right. Alliance, all the good hype bonds are out of business.
Right, right.
Because the so-called Chinese ones are
right.
40 cents on the dollar.
Exactly, yeah.
And they're throwaways.
Right.
And
that's
what... You know, I can't tell you how many, like even the new Mercury's and the damn transoms fall off in 3 years.
But right.
People will turn around, go buy another one.
Yeah.
Because by the time they get to 6 years, 7 years,
right.
They're getting out of boating anyway.
Well, yeah, yeah. I had a friend who just repurposed his Mercury. Like he's had the thing for 10 years. He went around and he glued everything back on, all the things were popping off, and he ended up selling it for $200 or $300, you know what I mean? Just so, but he went out and got one of those, the Zooms. I think they're,
the Zodiac
Zooms. Yeah, yeah. Somebody found a deal on them where I think they were paid maybe $700 or $800 for them.
They're our cheap Zodiac now.
Right, right.
But you know what? Even Zodiac's coming out with the 2015s. The 8.5, 9.5, and 10.2.
Right.
Are made in China.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing it deliberately to go after the cheap stuff.
Right. And that's a shame.
I mean, they've already said these are just cheaper than crap, cheaper than Zooms.
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
So it's tough, but
yep.
That's what's coming in. And, it's a shame. But, my line was still, a bunch of what I was doing was refurbished.
Right.
Avon's, Achilles, mm-hmm. all the good pipelines.
Yeah, and I think they still have the good name.
We can
still
put them together and sell them with a warranty
right. And
still outdo the Chinese.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I think those boats still have the name. You know what I mean? They know they were made well when they were made.
Well, yeah, but see, the difference is they're hypalon. They last 25 years.
Oh, yeah.
These other ones, the other PVC, the best PVC you're going to get 7 or 8 from.
Right.
Even Zodiacs before they start coming apart.
Right.
But they're cheaper. They're not made to.
Right. I had to, I had that old Avon that I had, that thing had to have been 20, 30 years old. And I finally had to get rid of it because a mouse chewed a hole, like a 4-inch hole in the seam. Wrapped underneath the tube, you know what I mean? And it was just so big, and I was like, all right, I just have to get rid of this thing. Because I wasn't using it, and nobody wanted it, so I was like, I'm just going to throw it out. But, shame that a big 4-inch hole like that can ruin it. But like I said, it was already 30 years old.
I probably patched worse than that, so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have. I've actually cut whole valves out, which is about 6-7 inches.
Wow, yeah.
I've cut whole valves out of a boat.
Uh-huh.
And then put a patch in there with a different valve in it.
Right.
Inside in that hole. So.
Right. Yeah.
But, like I said, it's a shame. But the whole market now is, 70-80% of what's on the market are all Chinese. Saturn's the worst one of any of them because in the daylight you can see right through them.
Right, right.
They're that thin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I see a lot of dinghy turnover these days down at the club, you know what I mean? All of a sudden, like I said, you see a bunch of these new Zooms popping up because people just bought these other dinghies 5 years ago and they're just getting rid of them.
Well, sure, you can buy a Mercury and some Mercuries are 5, some of them are 10-year warranties.
Right.
They're being sold by the guy that sold your outboard motor.
Right, exactly.
Where do you go for a warranty?
Yeah, exactly. Nowhere.
Well, that's the problem. I mean,
right.
Up by me, I was working with Clues because I've known Jack for like 20 years. But as a whole, I try and shy away from them because unfortunately, no matter what you fix,
mm-hmm.
many times, within a month or two, there's another problem.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. So then they all come back. Well, you gave me a warning. I gave you a warning on what I fixed.
On what you fixed, exactly.
Not on your boat.
Right?
Hey, I'll tell you, Jeff, a lot of guys do that to me.
Yeah.
No matter how many times I explain it to them,
right.
They think they got a warning on the whole boat.
On the whole thing.
I didn't build it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, You got to give that. You got to spell that out ahead of time, like three times, and they still probably won't get it. Oh, man. How many boats are you fixing in the winter like this?
Actually, I just picked up another one this week in Norristown. That fire company, I just picked it up Saturday and got caught in the snow driving back.
Oh, man.
To my house in Westchester. And I'm actually sitting up in Westchester because the trucks need all new front calibers. And so I didn't bring the truck back to Jersey. I bought my car. Surprisingly, I'm looking around, you know, I'm moving over here, but I bet you I got more than 20 boats to fix here now.
Wow.
But the other thing is, here's a brand new Zodiac next to me, a 10-2 just came in the crate and everything. I haven't unpacked that yet. That's a hard bottom.
Right.
We're building a console. A guy had a West Marine 10-2 console wrecked out of rock wall. So we're taking everything off, putting it on the Zodiac, but I have right in front of me here, what is it, 18-foot Avon sitting here on a trailer.
Wow.
60-horse Merc console. I mean,
right.
This is inside. See, this is what I couldn't do it with. This is inside here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Working in the shelter.
Work. I want to try and get this done this week for the guys in down in Wildwood. But so we have, and then across the street, I got a couple storage buildings, and I got a bunch of 12, 13-foot Alliance, Nauticas, all these little consoles over there.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll just bring in a couple at a time. I actually still have some up in Hexton in storage, too. But, but now we'll bring in a couple at a time. But this building's big enough and warm enough that we can work on it. The last thing, I had that barn in Westchester was so jammed we couldn't move.
And I remember looking in there.
So I said, that's made all the difference in the world now is what we're doing, how we're doing it, where we work. Actually, this thing's jammed right now, but it's this damn weather. We just warm up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I hear after next week, it's supposed to not, at least not be Arctic. You know, it'll be just be regular cold for a couple weeks. So that'll be an improvement, at least. I'm sick of 10 degree weather, you know.
Well, unfortunately, down here, I was taking care of my father last year, and then it snowed twice last year. Both times I had to take him to the doctor's.
But right.
Up till then, you know, even then,
uh-huh.
The rest of the winter wasn't bad at all.
Right.
All of a sudden, this year, these last, you know, 2 weeks, a couple of days were colder than it's been in 21 years.
Right.
The bay, the tidal water is completely frozen here.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
God, the bay from Ocean City to Summers Point is completely frozen. It's like, holy crap, this sucks.
Yep.
And you know what? Next week starts striper season. I've cut a hole in the friggin' ice.
Yeah, they're going to be doing some ice fishing. Well, it was funny. I was driving.
I was going to send my buddy the big fisherman. I was going to send him the other side. Hey, striper's open next week. Just come down and cut a hole.
You can drag one of those sheds out onto the ice like they do up in the Great Lakes, and you know, put a big stove in there and hang out on the bay down by Ocean City. You know, that's crazy. You know, I was driving over up the street from my house here. There's a lake called Lake Redmond. It's not a huge lake, but it's like a reservoir for the water supply or whatever. And it's been frozen over for, you know, a couple weeks now. And I'm just driving up the highway and I look over and I see some thing going, I'm like, what is that? You know, here's a couple guys out there ice sailing, like ice boating.
Yep.
And I was like, oh my God. I said, I have to stop. I've never seen this in person, you know. So I'm out there. I got my crappy boots on. I'm not even really dressed for being outside. I'm shuffling across the ice going, hey, what's going on over here? And they were nice. They were a bunch of guys from Annapolis. They have these little old one design wooden boats that, you know, I guess they make them themselves and buy sails and parts for them and stuff. And, you know, they're zooming around. There's two guys zooming around. The other two guys were dragging this other boat because they flipped it over and broke it. So it's in pieces. They're dragging it over the ice. And I'm, like, talking to them. They're like, hey, you want to take a spin? You know, you break it, you bought it. But, you can go for a spin if you want. I'm like, I got to try this, you know. Of course, that lasted about a minute because as soon as I got under sail, man, the wind kicked up and I was up on two skis and finally got it landed, and I'm like trying to get it turned into the wind to stop because there's no brakes on these things. literally skidded like 50 feet sideways till I finally stopped. I'm like, all right, I didn't kill myself. I didn't break the boat. I think I'm done for the day.
I got a friend up in Brick that does it. He was out for Sunday, and I'm saying, George, it's supposed to be 45 and rain. I don't think I would go out on the bay up there in North Jersey.
Yeah, right.
He's like, oh, yeah, there's going to be that one? Yeah, yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that, know? Yeah.
But, I mean, their chance of anywhere, even here, the chance of using one of those boats is probably once in 20 years.
Oh, right. Totally.
Doesn't get cold. Right. The water right now off Atlantic City is like 30 degrees.
Right.
That hasn't been, that hasn't been that cold in 25 years or more.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, since the 70s, probably.
As long, usually it's staying like mid to upper 30s during the winter. So, I mean,
right.
And the salt water, has to be way down there. Freeze.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what these guys are from Annapolis. They had to come up. They said they come up here, maybe once or twice a year if they know there's ice. But usually they're only using these things. They go up into like upstate New York on like week-long trips. You know what I mean? It's almost like a snowmobiling vacation. You know what I mean? They're going way up to get any kind of ice. But it was funny because they're just up on this lake and they go out and they talk to the ice, the people that are ice fishing. They go, hey, how deep is it? How thick's the ice? And then they kind of scope out their little area where they can go, and then off they go. So I was hoping they told me when they come back up they would drop me an email, but so far I haven't gotten in touch with them. So one of these days maybe I'll try it again. But it's just kind of funny that, you talk about the bay freezing. That's just crazy. You never hardly ever see that.
I know, but I say even like the lagoons and stuff. I remember when I was little, I'd come down to my grandfather's house and check it. There'd be footprints all over the lagoons. You know what? I still won't walk. I don't care.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
my friend's saying, well, you can walk on it. Just keep both arms out straight. You go through there and forget your arms. They're going to fall right over your head through that hole.
Right. Well, that's what these guys, they had this big wooden thing around their neck, and like the guy's like, here, you can use my helmet, he gave me his helmet, and he's like, here, take this, and I'm looking at it, it's like a necklace with a shoestring and this wood thing, and I'm like, well, what's this? He's like, well, pull it apart, and you pull it apart, and it's two big 10-penny nails stuck in this wooden thing. He's like, if you go in, this is what you dig into the ice to pull yourself out.
That's good, and that's always great.
Yeah, exactly. That's instilling me with confidence there, But hey, that's what you got to do, I guess. That's part of the risk, I guess. Part of the thrill. Oh man, but yeah, I can't wait till all that ice melts and we can do some regular boating.
All right, so I got to get down. I get Raleigh's boat fixed. I got to get down to Kansas and see what's there, see what's in,
right.
A bunch of these yards, because I've had some good offers. I had all kinds of offers for these.
Right.
25, 27, 28 foot sailboats. Unbelievable. Yeah. And I really wish I had a yard or a place I could work on.
Right, yeah, totally.
I don't want to truck them all the way up here, but
right.
That was my biggest thing, was I don't have a place
right.
where I can actually put them, but I'd love to. Because I say that, they don't even build, where do they build? A couple Beneteaus in this country? They don't even build sailboats here anymore.
Right, yeah, no, definitely not. And, the thing with the fiberglass is, there's definitely some derelict boats out there that you don't want anything to do with. But, even if a boat's been sitting for 5 years and it's got a little bit of water in it, 90% of it's elbow grease, cleaning things up. Maybe you got to repair some electrical stuff or some rigging or something like that. But, a fiberglass hull that doesn't have any damage to it, you can just definitely work on it.
Well, the old Ericssons and Cowles and all
right.
those.
Definitely.
They were strong boats. They were decent boats.
Yep.
And they would last. And again, none of them are made anymore.
Right.
But, that's the kind of thing I was looking at, is even the Catalina and stuff.
Right.
They'll last.
Yeah.
Stay away from the J-boats. They were made lightweight to race, but they...
Right.
Long haul, the stays rip out of the 24s and everything else. There's a bunch of problems with that.
Yeah.
And, after that, the lower end ones, don't usually hold up. But there's a lot of good sailboats out there. And I say, O'Day. I've been offered an O'Day, a Ranger 29, and an O'Day 28.
Uh-huh.
I think, well, all for nothing.
Right. Well, they sit in these yards.
And they're from the 80s. So I'm right. Like, holy Jesus, I wish I had a place to put them and work on them.
Yeah. Because a lot of times, you know, they're just, you know, people abandon them or whatever, and these yards don't want them because they're not getting paid for them. And they're willing to get rid of them for, you know, not necessarily pennies on the dollar, but, you know, you're looking at a couple hundred bucks
most
maybe.
Most of them I can get for less than $1,000. I could get a 28-foot boat for less than $1,000.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And the thing is, I think a lot of it's presentation. If you can make, like, if say you pick one up for a couple hundred bucks or $1,000, I mean, if you, being in the marine kind of so-called profession or whatever, I mean, you're able to go over these things, make them look nice, kind of try and verify that the mechanics work, you know, the price goes up exponentially. I mean, it's anybody can buy a piece of crap boat that's been derelict for a couple hundred bucks, but, you know, people want boats that work. You know, and if you can verify that everything works, then you can get some money out of them, yeah.
Well, I've been sailing for 49 years.
Wow, yeah.
So, I know how boats work, and I've been, you know, building boats, surfboards, and so I know how they work. I know, you know.
Right, totally.
Working on boats for, I've been working on boats for almost 40 years, working on my own and everything else.
Right.
That's why I can put them back together. You know, I know good ones, bad ones, and I say, we'll see. But I say that's got to supplement the chaos in the inflatable boat market.
Yeah.
It's tough, and I say it's all like junk boats. If I have another, I mean, every week I get 4 to 5 offers from Chinese companies.
Right.
All I got to do is, like, the Fender has their own line now.
Uh-huh.
All I have to do is buy, I think, 10 boats.
Right.
And the brand on the inflatables will be Inflatable Marine Service.
Right.
You'll get your own brand. If you buy 10 boats, you get your own brand.
Wow.
But it doesn't make it hold together any longer.
Right. Well, what do you think is... Because you're selling boats new, right? Or
yeah, but I'll tell you what, it's I got to see if this year picks up now because we're getting some more interest as the economy comes back.
Right.
But we're over 90% used.
Right, oh yeah.
But again, I mean, mine are real picky. Plus, I got motors, you know, two-stroke motors. And
right.
So, they're all redone with warranties.
Right.
But the people still, I mean... If they want, Chris, a Zodiac's going to cost, one of the boats might cost $1,300 or $1,400.
Right.
The problem was West Marine was down at around $8.
Right.
The West Marine by Zodiac, and so they killed us.
Right.
Zodiac got out of West Marine altogether.
Right.
100% West Marine's 100% Chinese.
Okay, yeah.
But the, Zodiac, if that's $1,300,
right.
The Zoom model is $900.
Right.
The Saturn model is $600 or $650.
Right.
They all end up like Saturn has one place in Florida, boats to go. It's the only thing.
Uh huh.
And yet, you know what? Out by you.
Yeah.
Here's how bad it is. Harrisburg, the rescue company that's in Harrisburg, right in Harrisburg,
uh-huh.
I forget what the name is.
Right.
They came in last year, they got 2 Saturns.
Wow.
14-footers,
aluminum
floors, right?
Right.
Beautiful double-decker trailer, all hydraulic, the winch, the lower, the top down, beautiful. I mean, whoever the, you know, welder or whoever was the fireman, and they did a beautiful job with this trailer.
Right.
So they got this boat while they were out on the river.
Uh-huh.
They hit the rocks. They ripped the bottom off of a 30 horsepower. Ripped the lower unit off of one of them.
Oh, man.
Bent up the other one.
Right.
In the meantime, ripped the shit out of the floors.
Uh-huh.
And the 2 Saturns.
Right.
Now they send them in.
Right.
One of them, I got patched up. The other one took a lot of patches in and out.
Uh-huh.
But then it had an air problem. They blew all the baffles.
Oh, man.
They hit rocks, and they blew that. and they put a hole in it. We fix it. Anyway, they're sitting on the trailer.
Right.
And I'm standing outside of the barn, and one day I'm looking towards the other barn. Uh-huh. Sun's going down over there, and I notice standing in back of the boat, you look forward.
Uh-huh.
You look inside the front of the boat.
Uh-huh.
You can see the seam on the other side.
Oh, man.
Through the red fabric.
Right, right.
That's how thin they are.
Right.
Now, you know, I shouldn't say it, but
right.
Unfortunately, a Zodiac or an Achilles boat like that, this one I just picked up, Mill Pro boat, which is basically a Futura, but made by the other half of the company, is Norris Caps has paid like $10,000 per boat for them, which is stupid, but that boat might be 6,507 grand in a Zodiac Achilles.
Right.
Saturn? It's like $1,900 to deliver.
Wow. Yeah. And do you think, is the construction that much, you know, is the construction the same?
However,
was
it Gladfelder, the insurance company?
Right.
I do a lot for them. They insure a lot of these firehouses. I just did another one for them.
Right.
Glenside Fire, which had a mercury boat. It fell off the trailer. It got 11 holes in it.
Wow.
But they ended up, we gave the two boats back to Harrisburg.
Uh-huh.
The one boat, they took it out, and whatever they did, they started losing air in the tube.
So
they go back to Gladfelder. Gladfelder said, we spent enough on it, you know.
Right.
So they were totaling it out.
Uh-huh.
So they called me to see if I wanted it. I don't want that. I can't. What am I going to do with it?
Right, yeah, yeah.
And then Harrisburg went and bought another Saturn.
Oh, man.
Replace.
Right.
So, just to tell you, the Saturn, the Mercury, the fire companies are starting on that.
Yeah.
Dirt cheap. They can get for $2,000.
Right.
They're rescue. They're hitting rocks and stuff. They're just popping them left and right.
Right. Well, that's the thing. It's hard to convince them to spend the extra money for a higher quality thing, and you know, even though they're probably safer and more durable.
They will, but they just don't understand
the
equation of it. And like I said, it's a shame, but you know, yeah, they got all these dirt cheap inflatables everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, everybody buys them.
Right.
So guys like me, it's you know, the niche that I gotta do, which is why I came down to Jersey too, is there's no dinghies down. I mean, you know, a couple people don't need dinghies down here.
Right.
They want the sport boat. They want the, I'm like the yacht clubs here. I'm selling like 13-foot consoles for them to go out and chase the sail, the kids and everything.
Right. Yeah.
Because if, you know, down here they like them, the big bumper boats. They can't hurt anybody.
Right. Totally. Well, there's a lot of
experts.
A lot of backwater, you know what I mean, that you can zoom around.
Yeah, that's where it's going to end up with me.
Uh-huh.
Because I see these little ones, like the one you got, they're throwaways.
Yeah, yeah.
As soon as you put a slit in there, and it's 250 or 280 to fix.
To fix, yeah. It's just like everything else.
Somebody's got a coupon with, you know, 15% off, and the next thing you know, it's $4.99 minus 15, you know.
Right, yeah. Well, totally, that's why I got it, because I was just like, all right, I need something. And I think I was going on a late year kind of week-long trip or whatever, and I was like, I need something. And I had walked by this thing like 5 times over the summer earlier, and I was like, nah, it's probably a piece of shit, you know, I'm not going to worry about it. And, you know, damn it, if I just didn't look at it too many times, it was like, all right, you know, there's no other ones out there for $450. I might as well give it a whirl, you know. And so far, so good, you know, that's... next time.
Yeah, just be careful, because I said I got those Newport vessels, which Raleigh's got. I got about 8 or 9 of them before I stopped.
Right.
And I was like, holy shit. And here, not his boat.
Yeah.
There was a problem. The back drains leaked.
Yeah.
And then there's like a number of problems with them.
Right. Yeah, my buddy.
And the older guy got there. I was like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
Then I found out, I looked over the whole boat, found out it was built the same plan as the Mercury's. I was like, that's not going to say I've got a lot of mercury problems.
So there are no more Hypalons out there that are really good?
You know, it's tough because I say I haven't sold now Achilles. I was selling Achilles.
Uh-huh.
Last year, we got in a quarter was up in North Jersey for 25 years.
Right, right.
All of a sudden, last year, they moved it to North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
They took Jeff Levin with them up here and moved down there.
Right.
They had a warehouse in Cranberry, which I used to just drive over there. It's over by center of Jersey here. I just drive over, going back and forth, and pick the boats up there.
Right.
Well, last year, I started selling rescue boats. I'm selling, you know, as a matter of fact, I got one guy out by you. Not by New York.
Right.
Well, I'm not selling any rescue boats in New York now because of this. But the kid from Fish and Game out there hooked me up. Next thing you know, I get all these calls. And we had a $8,000, $7,800, whatever, 14 or 15 foot Achilles.
Right.
So, the guy send in the money. I give it to, you know, send it up to Achilles. Everything's fine. It's coming in. Right. Going to the warehouse. So, 2-3 weeks, 4 weeks go by, I'm calling up, where is it? Well, you know, we're checked, get right back here.
Yeah.
Now it's like 6 weeks, these guys are screaming out there.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's like Red Lion Fire, somebody out there. And I'm like, shit, and I'm calling Achilles, like screaming at him, like, what the hell's going on?
Right.
And they actually, then they had one. Well, we got one left. And it's in L.A., so we're going to ship it in.
Oh, jeez.
2 weeks go by, and I'm saying, where is it? Like, they sold it on the way. Somebody else, I think, another bigger place in Florida.
Right.
New York. So next thing you know, I got no boat.
Right.
The guys from there are calling Achilles, screaming at him. And Achilles saying, oh, we don't know anything about that.
No,
I didn't buy anything.
Right.
Oh, I was a suitor ass.
Right, yeah. So making me look bad.
I got two or three more around me, and I just start telling people I can't sell you Achilles anymore. So whatever happened, they didn't have anything in the warehouse, and it was like, this is July.
Right.
The next batch coming in will be the end of October. These people aren't waiting.
Yeah. Right.
But then I'm like, okay, well, give me back the money I gave you. You know, you're out. Well, there'll be a restocking to go to.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So I don't really know at the moment where Achilles stand here. Great boats, but they, as of last year, they couldn't deliver. There weren't any boats.
Right, yeah.
And so I backed off of that. You know, it's a shame, but I got screwed big time on dealing with them. Uh-huh. And, you know, I'm paying up front. There's no, like, floor planning or anything. So I get boats in, I buy them.
Right.
That's, yeah, you have them. Oh, yeah, we got it. No problem.
Right.
Send it all in. And the next thing you know, oh, you know, we must have sold the last one, but, well, you know, we're going to,
Okay, right. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
So that's.
That's unfortunate because it's just bad business. You know what I mean? Makes you look bad.
Well,
makes them look bad.
Still a great boat, but so I buy up every used Achilles I can find and stuff. That's fine. But I just, you know, that and ABs. We had them up in Pennsylvania. There's some other guy down here with them, but he's. I used to do all the repairs and everything for his marina, and then he decided to try and get his own dealership, but that won't work. But they're expensive, and they're only ribs. APs and then careers are only ribs.
Right.
They don't have roll-ups.
Right, right, right.
The other line, see, we're supposed to get the Kareeb is actually a Chinese one, which is the roll-up, but...
Right.
Kareeb was a real good boat. And then he fell back, as most of them out of South America did, for about 2-3 years. Even AB had to move their plant and everything else. So Kareeb started back again, so we were picking that up. But we've had trouble with the deliveries.
Right, yeah.
They got one warehouse in Miami.
Right.
Well, next thing you know, you're calling up, sending the money down, and next thing you know, it's not coming. This is the overriding problem with the inflatable market right now is it got so low that they weren't storing them. Like, they're not stockpiling them in the warehouses.
Right, right.
And production's off, Zodiac's been sold twice already, I think.
Yeah.
So Zodiac, no problem. Marlon Stevensville, that's the rescue boat.
Right, right.
Why don't you see what the Zodiac name on them? That's Z Marine, the leisure thing.
Oh, okay.
And I said, they've been sold twice. I just met with the rep 2 weeks ago. I still haven't heard back from them. So.
Right.
You know, it's tough, Jeff. It's you know, I mean, I know these boats inside and out. I've been doing it over 10 years. Here's one I'm leaning on here. It was a rescue company up by the Delaware Memorial Bridge.
Right.
12 foot six Sea Eagle. What a piece of shit. Nice. Has a heavy plastic and aluminum floor and everything. Jesus, I'm looking at D-rings off, the floor's off, everything.
Yeah.
No 06 or no 07.
That's terrible.
I actually gave the guy an old Red Crest from the 70s.
Right.
Brown Avon.
Yeah.
I had an old one in the shop. I had a couple. And there was no floor. And I cut a piece of plywood to put in the bottom. I guess. They just wanted it for water, swift water rescue, which is like walking
right
with the Liza.
Yeah.
I gave them. I had a bunch. I gave them one of those.
Right.
Because this thing here was like, I think half of the transom's off on this thing.
Right.
It was like $350, and fire company, they had it donated. They didn't want it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at that one in front of me, so.
Right.
And
I'm surprised that market, that market for the, like, the safe, like you're saying about the rescue crews and stuff, I'm surprised somebody else hasn't swooped in and kind of pushed these other makers out of the way, because that's like a specialty, you know, safety rescue equipment type of thing. You would think they would come in and say, look, we've got the safe product for you to use in these rescues and, you know, kind of take over. It seems like there's a gap in that market, you know what I mean? If these companies are spending
like Achilles doesn't have any consoles, hard bottom. They'll go up to 18 foot. That's with aluminum floorboards in it, though, okay?
Right, right, right.
There's one, whatever the name, not Peach Bottom, whatever. Up by you is one of them. That they have the 18 foot. It's got a 75 horse motor, and they bolted a console on the aluminum floorboards.
Uh-huh.
It was in last year because they got rid of one of the volunteers, and the guy came back and slit the side of it.
Oh, geez.
2 foot long slit down the side of it with a razor blade.
Right. Yeah, that's terrible.
Well, we fixed that. But, so what's happened to Zodiac? I said, I just met with them 2 weeks ago here. And,
right.
They have a whole line coming out that they're starting into. Because that Miltro line, which does the, you know, Marine Police, Coast Guard, and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Zodiac, the Miltro, and Z Marine, the Legion, they don't talk anymore.
Oh, I see.
And the valves, all of a sudden you got a boat. Where the hell do you get the valves from?
Right, yeah.
Because Miltro won't sell to Z Marine dealers. I mean, it got really screwy.
Right. A lot of politics.
And Zodiac has a whole line. They just showed me all the brochures for the, you know, thing.
Right.
Which could knock the hell out of Zodiac.
Right.
The Miltro stuff.
Right.
But Ocean City just got one here. I know all the chief of police is in the yacht club, and we know all these people.
Right.
They've got money
to
get a Zodiac.
Right.
For, like, the water police, right?
Right.
22 footer.
Wow.
24 footer. Big gray one.
Right.
Milk Pro, T Top, all the works and everything else. So we're looking at it. The list on it's 130.
Wow.
With all the electronics, all the shit on it.
Right, right, right.
So I got the specs, got what they wanted. Started getting a hold of the guys down in Chestertown, which is the rep guy that used to be a Zodiac that handles them.
Right.
To see, you know, what we could do about it. I don't hear. The next thing you know, I read in the paper.
Oh, no.
Oh, they made a deal with Zodiac, you know, Brad Stevens. I'm like, what? The fact, the rep out of Stevensville?
$84,000. Wow.
My cost was something like 102.
Wow, yeah.
They sold it direct from the headquarters.
Right.
To Ocean City here.
Wow.
I was like, that's how bad the business was getting, okay?
Well, yeah. That's undercutting everybody.
That whatever his name is, Brainy Blaney, that owned the Annapolis Inflatables, New Zealand guy, he sold out last year.
Right.
It bought it. He sold out. I don't know who the guy is. Whoever's got it now, I don't even know. But it's, well, it's not been good. But Zodiac has a Zodiac Z Marine has a boat that would counter this one of those city guys.
Right.
The retail one is like $64,000.
Wow.
If they can get their shit together and get these things going.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely, there's a market out there for them, you know what I mean? It's just getting to delivering them on time and building them, you know, to some higher quality standard would be nice.
Yeah, it's just, it's chaos. I mean, you know, this, a lot of things are chaos. I mean, this field, this market has changed so much.
Right.
That unfortunately, like I said, I still got all these rescue boats and all this thing, you know, Norristown, we're out on Schuylkill River, hit a chunk of ice, so I put a slit aside.
Right.
So I got to get that fixed right. That's got to be patched inside now. It's got to be done right away because the state of Pennsylvania paid for that boat. And they're coming in on like an annual inspection the 8th of March.
Right.
So we got to quick get that fixed for them. So, we, you know, you still have that.
Right.
You still have, I mean, I probably have over 10 years, I've probably got over 500 customers.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, I still have people who want their boats fixed up, updated. I got three or four to pick up at Summit North and everything. Like, I just bought an Achilles rib. He wants me to go over it, clean it.
Right.
Like, recertify it. Everything's good on it. Okay?
Right.
That's where, for the last 7 years, don't want any money for this stuff.
Yeah.
Now people are slowly starting to spend.
Right.
You know, your so-called disposable income or whatever is coming back a little, that they'll spend when it's not necessary.
Right.
Not like they did 8 years ago, but...
It's coming.
everything's a help, okay?
Yeah, definitely. Well, even for me, buying that Coleman, you know, I bought it because it was cheap. Next time, hopefully not, because I'm in a better spot than I was 3 years ago, that's for sure. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what? In all honesty, I have a Saturn here, the whole foot, two and a half years old.
Right.
11 foot floorboard, the whole floor fell out.
Right.
They're all junk trades, but.
Right.
That Brig, Apex, I got samples of them all here, how they all fell apart, just to show people.
But, right.
Really, if you have that boat, you pay $500. And you've got 5-6 years out of it.
Right. And that's
less than $100 a year.
Right, exactly. And so far, like I said, my one friend that I bought one for, he had problems with that little drain in the back. So he, I don't know who he called. He called whatever customer service they have. They sent him a new one. He put it in and it still leaked. So he wasn't too, I mean, he still has it, he still uses it, still, you know, he's getting his time and money out of it, but, you know, he's always complaining about that drain, and I don't know, mine's fine, I never had trouble with it, so it's hit or miss, I guess, you know. I like...
It is, there's no real, and this is what I found out, he's a Newport vessel, there's no quality control.
Right, yeah.
And some of the shit going on is just, it's just weird in hell, the sloppy nature.
Right.
A couple of these Newport vessels, like Raleigh's got.
Yeah.
One or two of them came in, and when I opened them up, new ones in the box.
Yeah.
You know the you know how you have the metal strip going up the side?
Right, yeah.
I used to have, you know, a foundry and machine shop and everything.
Yeah.
When you machine those things and cut them off, they're extrusions, you cut them off and stuff.
Right.
Two of them I took out of the box had, you'd cut your fingers wide open.
Right.
And what happened is there was a cap on the end of them, the plastic cap that was loose.
Yeah.
Fell off, and out of the end,
right.
Like a fucking one of those snake in a can joint.
Yeah.
Piece of aluminum comes sticking out, all spiral from where they had cut it and turned the end, and it spiraled loose.
Right.
And somebody pushed it in and put a cap on. You cut your hand wide open on this.
Oh, yeah.
I went after him. I got pictures and sent it back to him. I said, what the hell, you know, what is this crap?
Right, yeah.
Okay. They don't know. Right. Here at Newport Vessels is an outfit, Newport, California.
Yeah.
And they're importing them from China.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with anything.
Right.
So I just stopped there and said, I had enough. Jeez.
Right.
But, and they're great looking boats. They're heavyweight material. Everything's great, but no consistency. I had some of those. I had the exact same thing you're talking about.
Right.
And, you know, came to the point where I'd go down to the bay, cause some of them are good customers.
Uh-huh.
I'd go down the bay, take the drain off down there.
Right.
Reseal the thing, goop it all up, screw it all back in.
Right.
You know, fill the boat up with water on the inside, tilt it up, check it.
Yeah.
And everything was tight.
Right.
So that weekend, you know, the guy put the floor back in, everything back in, put it in the boat behind the sailboat.
Yeah.
Get up the next morning, and the bottom of the boat's full of water.
Oh, jeez.
It's like, where the hell? Stuff like that drove me nuts.
Oh, yeah.
That's what boats like yours, that's what happened.
Right.
Yours could go 5 or 6 years and be absolutely perfect.
Right. Yet,
3 other ones around you will fall apart.
Fall apart. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. There's no quality control, there's no consistency, there's no nothing. It's literally hit and miss. Whatever you get, you get.
You get, yeah, definitely. I mean, and it's kind of upsetting because, like, a brand like Coleman, I trust, because I used to go camping all the time. You know, they're like the standard bearer of quality camping.
Oh, yeah, you got, what do you want? The lantern, this, that, and stuff.
But, you know, they're selling these boats, and, you know, you're kind of trusting that they have vetted the process and manufacturing, but you know, you can only buy what people are making, and if people are making crap, then you know.
Well, the only thing I can't figure out is driving me nuts. It used to be up to 5 horse. Now I see it's up to 9.9 or something.
Oh yeah,
it's a Coleman motor.
Yeah,
that motor's driving me nuts.
I've seen
them. Because even the old motors,
right?
The force was a knockoff Mercury.
Right, right.
Originally, it was a Chrysler, and it was a Mercury. The Mariner. Knock off Yamaha.
Right.
I mean, they were built to last 5 years and throw them out.
Right.
If I see any old ones, I won't buy them. I won't, because they're not made to fix or anything. They're just throwaways.
Right.
We couldn't find, I looked all over, I couldn't find who the Christ made Coleman motors. I couldn't find anyone. I'm thinking, somebody's got to do this. Who is it?
Yeah.
It is. It's some outfit in China. It's a Chinese company making those.
Right.
From scratch.
And I've read, just from seeing the motor, you know, I wasn't going to buy one or anything, but I was just poking around, and, you know, it's the horror story where, you know, these boats are made in China, try calling an 800 number to get some customer service, and, you know, nobody's going to be on the other end. You can't find any kind of warranty service. Nobody's going to work on them, you know.
Yeah.
Just nightmares.
Well, that's our market. That's what's happened to it. And, yeah, you know, it's, if the market grows again, then, you know, there's less and less people doing it.
Right.
And, you know, it's just, who knows what will come out of it. But I say, in the meantime, especially where I am now.
Right.
You start throwing sailboats, you start throwing some other things. Like I said, nobody down here, South Jersey. There used to be a guy in Ocean City forever. We grew up sailing, racing.
Right.
Whenever you broke something, go over to Abbott's, he's got everything in there. It was a whole store, just sailboat stuff. It was there like 50 years.
Wow.
He died years ago. The building's still for sale over there, but his widow just finally died last year.
Wow.
So the store's, you know, pretty much empty, just sitting there for sale. But,
right.
Nobody, Fran used to deliver boats to Florida, big ones to Florida, so he was all over the place, but people around here say, Abbott was the last guy, there's nobody, you can't get parts for, West Marine doesn't really carry parts for sailboats.
No.
So, you can't get anything.
Right.
That's what they're saying now, is small sailboats and everything, refurbished. What do you got?
Yeah.
Why the lasers? You know, next thing these kids are all selling Opties, which I don't know why, but they are.
Right.
but the next thing here is lasers.
Right.
Well, nobody realizes, but the lasers, more than a 15-year-old laser, the mast steps are usually dead.
Right.
That was a flaw with the boat. So from the 70s and 80s, the mast steps and lasers are all shot. They're soft and cracked.
Right.
You actually have to go in underneath, dig them out, and reinforce the tubing in there.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the kind of thing that we would do is
find
some, reinforce it, but then sell it and tell them, you know, this is what you got, and this is what was done.
Yeah.
And that's why I say I got this guy from Rock Hall waiting. He's one of my neighbors in Westchester. He's waiting for me to find him a laser.
Right.
Because he had heard something about it. And I said, yeah, you don't know. You go on Craigslist, you don't know what you're buying.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But you go to sell that, and all of a sudden you notice the mast starts moving, and a big crack opens in the deck.
Right.
There's fiberglass all shown. Well, these are things that people don't know. So.
Right. Well, that's what you can...
Who knows? Maybe that'll be the next forte to add to the inflatables.
Yeah, definitely. Because you can go in and you already know that these are issues with these boats. You know what you're looking for. If you can pick them up for a song and put a little work into them and turn around and sell somebody a quality small boat like that. And, yeah, that's one thing I haven't really done is small boat sailing. I'm kind of looking forward to... out on the Susquehanna River here, there's a... Susquehanna Yacht Club. It's over in Long Level, but they do a lot of lasers and flying Scots and stuff like that. And I'm literally, you know, I live 20 minutes away. So hopefully this summer, late spring, summer, I want to go over there and kind of make some new friends and go, hey, you know, let me check these out. Maybe go racing on a Thursday
night. Well, like the Sun Station, all those, I have a place to get all the parts.
Yeah.
Ocean City, our yacht club here, a couple of years ago, had a bunch of like abandoned ones in the yard. They cut them up.
Right, yeah, that's horrible.
Because number one, they changed the brass hardware, the original hardware.
Uh-huh.
They changed all that. Before I closed my foundry, I cast like 100 sets of all the original hardware.
Oh, wow.
So I still have that.
There you go.
Plus I got all the new stuff and I can, you know, retrofit everything and all that. We got rudders, centerboards, all that stuff here. But people who have sunfish can't find it.
Right.
And if you go out and try and buy a new rudder or centerboard, a used one, a Craigslist.
Yeah.
A used centerboard for a sunfish.
Right.
Is $150 to $170.
Yeah.
And the same with a rudder assembly and all this stuff.
Right.
Well, that's what, I mean, I have all the parts. I get all the parts. I get sails.
Yeah.
Everything. All brand new.
Right.
Bow handle here. We just got a bunch of. So we have the access to get all the parts.
That's great.
And we're basically rebuilding the boats.
Right.
You know what a new sunfish costs now?
Oh, I have no idea.
$46.50.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
You want to spend $4,700 on a freaking sunfish?
Right. No, I do not.
Well, that's the kind of stuff you do.
That
I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Hey, hopefully it'll catch on, but it's just, like I said, some of my existing customers, one guy down there, he wants a Vanguard 17, which is nuts.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know if they still make them. That's like a racing type boat.
Uh-huh.
Vanguard had a 15, a 17, one design. They're like big 420s.
Oh, yeah.
But the guy found one used. It's at State College. $9,000.
Wow.
And I'm telling him, I'm saying, and it's for his kid, his 15-year-old kid.
Right.
And they go down to the bay, so he wanted to race it. And I'm saying, there's no fleets at the bay. There's no, number one.
Right.
That's not there.
Yeah.
Number two, I was like, you know, that's a lot of boat and a lot of money for a 15-year-old.
Yeah, no doubt.
And, not sure what. Yeah, he was kind of interested in the Lightning Rider. He sold it, but I said, just give me a little bit of time to find something.
Find something, yeah.
Might be a little better serving, but
right.
That's our sideline to the inflatables is.
That's cool.
Some of the sailboat stuff. So.
And I keep telling, like, people, you know, sailing's kind of a
I've had these conversations before where sailing seems or comes off like it's kind of exclusive, but part of that is because, you know, you can't walk into a Bass Pro Shop and buy a sailboat, you know what I mean? But there's definitely ones out there that are affordable, and, you know, how much of a blast would it be just, you know, spend a little bit of money on, you know, some smaller laser or Flying Scud or something like that, and you go bomb around whatever big lake or bay or whatever you want for the weekend, you know what I mean? Like you're saying, for a 15-year-old
you know,
kid.
Another thing, here's another thing. Well, I got to say, down here, say, you know, you understand this.
Yeah.
Say you go on vacation. Say you go to the shore or whatever. You're on vacation for a week.
Yep.
And you have kids. Your kids never sail, but you grew up sailing.
Right.
For one of the days you're down, you'd like to maybe just take them out sailing. You're on the water there. Show them.
Yep.
Where do you go?
Exactly. Where do you go? Nobody knows. Like, I see...
well, this is why I'm accumulating all the sunfish and everything here.
Right.
Down here, what do? They all rent paddle boards.
Yep.
They all rent kayaks.
Right.
Crazy down here.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody does sailboats.
Right.
So what we're going to probably... Right down the street from me on Route 9 is Tuckahoe Inn right there on the bay behind Ocean City of Summers Point.
Right.
So what we're looking at now is a jet ski guy right down the end of the street. So we're going to maybe make a deal with him and use, like, basically the beach there.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take one of my inflatables.
Right.
And go down there if we get enough. Mm-hmm. And then take a couple boats down and launch them.
Oh, yeah.
And have a guy in the inflatable. You got to have somebody in case he drifts the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I could put some... it's a long process now we're working on, but that would be possible is one day a week. You're in it. One day a week where you can get... 3 or 4 or 5 of them.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And then put somebody in an inflatable down there to keep an eye on.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's, you know...
Nobody down the bay does it either.
No.
You can do it everywhere.
Yeah, I don't see it anywhere. But, you know, every time my friends go to, like, you know, some resort in the Caribbean, they're always out on some little sunfish or catamaran or something else.
Hell, they still get out in Hobie Cats and everything else down there.
Yeah, totally. So... Why not promote it here?
There's nowhere here. They can't rent them. They can't rent them. What are they? They rent jet skis left and right. I hate the damn freaking jet skis.
Oh, yeah. I know.
And then I say, they all have kayaks. They all have paddle boards. And they have, what the hell? We always had sunfish growing up.
Sunfish,
everybody was out sailing.
Hell, yeah. That's one of the most iconic things I remember from being a kid is the little sunfish logo on a like, striped colored sail. You know what I mean? So
that's basically it. We just have a whole combination of things. Who knows?
Yeah.
Like I say, I'm hopeful that it all goes together, but it just can't be.
Right.
Inflatable market as it stands.
Right.
Will not be self-supported at least for a while.
Right.
And I say with this, like everything else, but with the Chinese. Influence, right?
Well, I think
in demographics for spending and everything else.
Totally.
It's like I said, I'm trying to find quality people now.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That'll, you know, appreciate something good and spend. I mean, you know, hell, people still buy, you know, Beamers and Mercedes and that stuff. So, I mean,
oh, yeah.
I hate to be snobbish or rude, but that's more of where we're looking.
Yeah. Well, and people, I think people will pay for, like I said, things that you know are quality, that have been paid attention to. Like I said, if you get a used, you know, beat up laser, you know, you spend a little bit of time and money to fix it up and make it right, people are going to appreciate that and you know, be willing to spend a little bit more for it, I think. Because then they know what they're getting.
I hope when it comes, like, put it this way, down here, you know, prices went to the floor, down the shore here, everything, you know, stopped. Holy shit, this winter? Holy crap, are they building again? I don't know where everybody's getting the money, but
I mean,
they're built, every street has 2 or 3 knockdowns that are being built. So,
right.
And it's like, shit, here we go again.
Right.
I have noticed that come back.
Well, that's good.
Well, that's, you know, part of what. These are shore homes for people. Okay, if that's coming back, we're catching up now.
Right.
You know, fucking stock market's up 1.5 times the low.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
So, all right, so if it's coming back and they're making the money,
right.
At least get ground floor on some of their disposable income as far as their toys go.
Right.
But, you know, not a $4,700 something right. for their kids.
Yeah, totally.
You know, they're slowly coming back. Same thing as, you know, all these people waiting for these console inflatables. A 13-foot right. with an outboard
right.
is 20 grand, 22 grand.
Oh, my God, yeah.
These crazy. People want a 5,000, some of them want $3,000 or $4,000, I'm saying, forget that.
Right.
Other ones, 5 to 7, I'm saying, well, you could probably get that. I'll see what we can put together, but
right.
they're not going to spend 20.
Oh, yeah, well, right. Well, and, you know, I have friends that, a friend of mine that I work with, you know, was looking at boats, and, you know, he's like, oh, I want one of those go fast rib boats. I'm like, okay. Be prepared to spend some money because they're not cheap, you know. People think inflatable boat, they think it's going to be cheap, but it's not.
Well, no. And again, it's, price. When you start with, even the good ones, they weren't maintained.
Yeah.
Like a Avon's here where they ripped it, the jet boat, where they ripped the cones off the back of them.
Right.
So they didn't have enough air in it when they were using it, and the seam let go.
Yeah.
And they pulled both ends off like sea anchors.
Right. Wow.
They need new tubes, but Avon's out of business.
Right. Yep.
So that's all kinds of things. But like I said, it's the marine market is such that, you know, crap sheet. All I can tell you is, I guess the biggest shock I got, I went to the Atlantic City Boat Show. I said I would go on a couple of years because I was usually tied up.
Yeah.
So a buddy of mine's looking for a center console.
Uh-huh.
A 26-foot Contender, which is a good boat. Center console?
Right.
$178,000.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
I'm like, holy crap. And a 31-foot Jupiter, my buddy, two of my buddies have them down here. 31-foot Jupiter?
Yeah.
With, if you're going to put a T-top in the electronics, $279,000.
My God.
For a 31-foot open center console, it's like,
right.
holy crap. You know, these guys have these 18, 19-foot open sport boats.
Yeah.
You know, 20-footers or something. They're 50 and 60 grand.
Right. That's crazy.
Me personally, Jeff, I'm like, holy crap.
Right. Those are definitely luxury items.
I know, but I mean, I'm in a business. You know what? I still wouldn't buy new.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, that's crazy.
But I mean, I just couldn't believe. I'm looking at this like, holy crap. You know, I glossed over it. I'm just busy working and stuff. Also, I'm sitting down looking at numbers saying,
right.
who the hell's buying this crap?
No, I know. Totally. Well, even for me, like, thinking about buying, you know, like, oh, my God, if I retire, maybe someday I'll buy a, you know, a 40-foot sailboat or something. I'm still thinking, oh, I can get one for 20 grand, maybe, you know. I'm not spending $200,000 on a boat, you know. Even if I was going to live
in it. Yeah, 40-foot would be, I don't know, 400 grand.
Oh, I know. Totally. I'm thinking, well, I always say that, like, when I go to these boat shows, and I've been going to, like, the Annapolis show for, like, 7 or 8 years now, you know, and they're showing me these 34, 36-foot, like, Catalinas that are, you know, 180,000 or whatever they are. And, you know, I just told this to a guy this past boat show. I walked downstairs, I'm looking around, and the guy's like, so, you know, are you interested in buying a boat? I'm like, I'll tell you what. I said, I'll come back to you in 20 years, and I'll offer you 20 grand on this boat. Because I'm not spending whatever it costs today.
Yeah, well, I say it's phenomenal. Well, to me, I don't know. When I look at these things, cost more than a freaking house.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
And I'm like, this is nuts. Like, right. But I, you know, supply and demand. Somebody's buying them.
Right.
And at that, what's happening is they made them so expensive.
Right.
That 80% of the people can't afford it.
Yeah, totally.
But if the other 20% buy them,
right.
that's enough output from the factory to make money.
Make money, yeah.
And that's all they got to do.
Right.
Well, they don't sell as many. Right. That was so expensive.
Right.
The end of the year, the profit's in the plus. That's all.
Now, do you ever get any of those kind of boats into your shop, or people ask you to fix them, or what do those people do? They're spending $200,000 on a big rib, you know what I mean?
Nah. Those are long gone. Put it this way. Yeah. The Marine police, I was talking to them last summer over at the marina here, and they keep buying these Hurricanes, 24-foot, 25-foot, you know, Milpro, Zodiac, Hurricane, the big black boats you see them running in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All black and everything. Those 24-foot Hurricane, Atlantic City just bought another one last summer. They got four of them. North Wild was the other state police barracks down there.
Right.
They got four or five of them. 24-foot
right.
Zodiac rib, console pizza, twin 150, 200, now they're running Hondas, which I hate Honda, but they're running that one.
Uh-huh.
So you put that together, and the electronics package, right?
Right, yeah.
$180,000 each.
Man.
I'm like, shit. What? I was on the Zodiac side, not the Mil Pro side, so I can't sell them.
Right. Yep.
Now, to become a Milpro dealer,
right,
you got to put up $100,000.
Yeah, right off the top.
It's like, what the hell is this? So, I mean, but, so to answer you, that's where the big money is in ribs.
Right, right.
The other ribs, you can get a 28-foot Zodiac rib, twin motors, E-top, everything else.
Right.
Ah, $75,000, $80,000.
Right.
They're worth another 30 or 40, but they keep going on sale because if the dealer's got it, he can't sell it. He's trying to get rid of it.
Oh yeah, totally.
But I just told you that 28-foot center consoles, you know, going to be over 150. So on that avenue, you might get it. It's still not. You know what? You don't see many of them because nobody wants a 28-foot inflatable.
Right, exactly. Yeah, except for these municipal organizations and stuff. Or like just the pure luxury people that are looking for something to bomb around in the ocean in.
Most of those people are in the Mediterranean.
Yeah, definitely.
Basically, that's where it's fun. You know, everybody wants to be European. You know, I hate to say they're all to buy these things.
Right, right, right.
Well, Wayne was next door to me. I keep saying, he's selling these goddamn ball boats. Shit. I don't give a shit if I had all, you know, Mako, Samus, Aquasports, all these other boats over my place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I kept saying, I got real boats. You got these little blow-up shit. Then I had to bite my tongue when I ended up going to boats. Like, oh,
I see how it is now, right? Well, now you are the blow-up boat guru.
Yeah, well, I say it's, you know, we got them, we sell them. I mean, I have my buddy, you know, we have an 18-foot old English rescue boat, one of the old 87 Avons. We got a 13-foot version of that outside in the sky. We got that, I got a 13-foot Alliance, I got a 15-foot Alliance that I have. It's my buddy, you know, we have a number of them between us.
Right.
So we have them. We also got a 30-foot Scarab center console, you know. I had a 18-foot Four Winds. You know, so there's other boats too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But so I don't know. Jeff, I don't want to tell you, but I say, guys like you, if you get by with the $499,
right,
you get 5 years. You know, I can't fault you, but I'll tell you what, you get 5 years out of that thing go south, you're going to get another one.
Well, like I said, hopefully I'll upgrade a little bit next time because my finances will be a little better. But, you know, for now, it's not like I beat it up. It's basically to get me from the dock to the boat 10 times a summer or whatever. Something to drag around when I go out for a week.
Well, yeah, it's you know, like I say, let's face it. Things are slowly getting better. They're not. They're nowhere near what they ever were.
We'll
get back to them.
Right.
So, that being the case, the economy still sucks.
Right.
People still don't have any money.
Right.
And I see it. I got everybody from every walk of life comes in the shop. doctors, lawyers, carpenters, teachers, unemployed people, plumbers, right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Overall, I don't care what they were.
Right.
You just don't hear good things. I don't hear good things about the economy.
Right. Oh, it's tough.
So, I mean, that's as it stands. Yeah, it's coming back, but...
Yeah.
It's not flying back. People aren't spending all kinds of money. We're not going to get to that stage again, so...
Right.
Not now.
No, definitely
not. As such, they're more frugal. They got to watch the dollars.
Yeah.
So that's what put Avon out of business. Avon, you got a 10-year warranty with it and everything, but it was the most expensive boat.
Yeah.
People stopped buying it. We couldn't sell them.
Yeah.
We had leftovers that were 2 or 3 years old.
Wow.
So that's what myself Zodiac stopped them was they just couldn't have, each year Avon got less and less models. They were trimming it down.
Yeah.
So like I said, the economy's not good. People still aren't spending the money.
Right.
They'll do whatever they can to get by.
Right.
Hi, this is Bob Bitchin from Cruising Outpost Magazine, and you are listening to Shooting the Breeze Sailing Podcast from theescapepods.com.
This is Captain Jeffrey Wedding.
And Chris Smoker.
You're listening to the Shooting the Breeze Podcast on theescapepods.com. Sail on, brother.